Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do it. Marks and Reese, Playoff Football Friday style. 888-729-9494. What's your attitude with the Eagles-Saints on Sunday? Eagles are going to lose. I'm picking the Eagles to win because I love the Eagles. And it's ride or die, or I really believe the Eagles are going to beat the Saints. 888-729-9494, and that's what I believe. I do. I do. I get, this is one of these things where, like, Ben wants me to explain how they do it. Sometimes in sports, just things are unexplainable. The Eagles' run last year, if you tried to explain it in a minute or two, it's difficult. There's so many different factors. And there's so many different things that aren't tangible that you can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that run was last year. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dave and Glenn Olden. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
What up, Dave?
How are you?
First of all, I want to say your show and the show before you absolutely get me through the day. I absolutely love you guys. You guys are terrific together. It's a fantastic show every day.
Thank you.
Appreciate that,
John,
brother.
John, I actually used to call you on your previous station. I was one of the two people that ever called up to discuss hockey with you, and you always gave me crap for it.
I still do that with the hockey talk. You're right.
That's all right. So, I do think the Eagles are going to win, much like many of the callers. I can't think of any solid game plan as to why, but I do think the Eagles are going to pull it out. But what I worry about is the fact that I think this is going to be such an emotional game that should they win, it might just take everything out of us for next week. And like, I don't know if you can speak to that or if you think something like that could happen, but that's what worries me.
I wouldn't be worried about that, Dave. If they win, bring on whoever we got to take on next week, and we're going to throw something out there as who you would prefer to take on.
Yeah, because it was before my time, but I always hear about, you know, like the 80 Super Bowl, the big game was the NFC Championship game, obviously against Dallas, and that was sort of like mentally the Super Bowl, and that's what I worry about happening. You don't think that there's any chance of that?
No.
All right, cool. Well, that's good enough for me.
Oh, yep, then we got it. Simple. That was simple.
He sounded like he was voting B.
Oh, yeah, he's strictly fandom.
It's you picked the Eagles because you're an Eagle fan.
Yeah, I think that's what most people are doing.
I agree. So far, 60% admit to it, which means it's even higher. Right? If 60 are admitting to it, that means it's really 80.
Wait, I'm surprised by this result. I didn't think people would admit it.
They're actually admitting it.
The anonymity of Twitter allows people to admit it. And that's fine. Like, if you just want to pick the team because you love them and you believe, that's a good reason.
Yeah, it is. That's perfectly good week,
really,
reason.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I got for you.
And if you want to be Ben and and John Ritchie and pick the Eagles to lose, that's fine. If you really believe that and that's what you want to say, if you're Ben and that's a defense mechanism because you don't want to get hurt, it's fine. You can feel that any way you want, but I am not B. I really believe this team is going to be on a special run again, like nothing we've ever seen. And then after they win this one, then next week is where people are like, I can't believe it. They're going to do it again.
Yeah, we'll be all in next week. They get past this one.
All right, Eagles are the last game of the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be watching the Cowboys and the Rams.
This is going to be a great football weekend, man. I'm telling you.
The Saturday night game I'm probably looking forward to more than anything other than the Eagles.
Yeah. I'm all in on Big Red Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great one, too.
Yeah, Big Red Saturday afternoon.
So who are you? Who will you be? Because even if you say you want both to lose or you don't have a rooting interest, you have to. It's human nature. You have to have an interest, even if you're not admitting it.
Right.
So who will you be pulling for between the Rams and the Cowboys? And I think there's
the Rams.
So you are. You're pulling for the Rams.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're playing the Cowboys.
So it's just I can't root for the Cowboys.
Yeah. That'll never happen.
Who would you rather play?
Because
that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Is who I'd rather play.
The better matchup, you know what? I'm going to say, listen, we've beaten the Rams. We haven't beaten the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
So I got to stick with the Rams.
So you actually think the better matchup for the Eagles is the Rams?
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared to death of losing. I'm not scared to death of the Cowboys. I don't know if I feel like dealing with what would happen if the Eagles advance to the NFC Championship game and lose to the Cowboys.
It would be in Dallas.
That would be a great week leading up to it.
Right.
Certainly. Next week would be amazing.
Right.
It'd be amazing regardless, but the Cowboys would be completely crazy.
Yeah, losing to them would hurt a lot more, obviously.
I don't see, even after the Super Bowl, I don't know if a lot of the fan base could handle it. Even after a Super Bowl, I don't know if they could handle it.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, listen, you have the Super Bowl to console yourself with, and you still be able to throw that up in their face. Now, the only way it would be a tremendous issue is if the Cowboys went on to win the Super Bowl. Like, then you would have a real problem.
Oh, my God.
Then the offseason would really be torturous.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
That happens.
So
We're gonna go to talking about Trump and Nancy Pelosi.
That's why I want the Rams to win.
So who do you want to play in the NFC Championship game? For whatever reason, you say the Rams.
I say the Rams, yep. Go out to L.A. They don't know what the hell they're doing out there. Stars on the sideline.
That's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Nice environment.
Todd Gurley's Todd Gurley's healthy now.
Yeah. He's healthy.
A rematch is dangerous.
I mean, listen, Todd Gurley or Zeke. I mean, they both can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they both can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff or Dak.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, see, I don't buy either one of them. And I think Goff is probably better, but there's something.
In one game?
Yeah, Jared Goff is soft, in my opinion.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In one game, I'd rather face Goff than Dak. Just that right there. He's not going to hurt you with his legs.
Right.
So I think the tougher matchup for the Eagles is the Cowboys. So I'm with you.
That's why I want. Yeah, I'd take the Rams.
Ben, you're gonna have your Cowboys star on this weekend? How about them Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So Saturday night you're rooting Cowboys?
Yes.
All right.
I want the Eagles to win.
And they have a better chance to win if they played the Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
They own that stadium.
That makes no sense.
They own that stadium.
We caught him with a piece of celery and hummus in his mouth, by the way.
Sorry, Ben. That's why we keep talking to him. Yeah. I want you to spit celery and hummus all over your microphone in there. I want you to do
it. No, but here's the thing with that. Yes. Look, the Rams lost to the Eagles. I get it. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have owned AT&T Stadium. I want the Cowboys to win this weekend. I'm going to be rooting for the Cowboys actively because I believe that gives them a better chance to make the Super Bowl. I'm more concerned with the Eagles winning than the Cowboys losing.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine. I mean, the first priority is obviously the Eagles game, but being that it's going to be played the day before,
right. We're
going to be thinking, well, if the Eagles can do this, who would we rather play? Debbie on a cell phone. Hi, Deb.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you, honey?
Hey, Debbie.
You know what? I'd like to use the words cautiously optimistic, but I am a card-carrying atheist, but I do the tax return for a priest named Father Dave. I gave Father Dave a call yesterday, and I said, Father Dave, do you have any leftover prayers in your Sunday sermon? Can you please put them in for my birds? And he laughed, and he said, other people have been asking the same thing.
How do you get one of those cards to be an atheist? Is it something you get online, or?
You just blatantly don't hedge your bet and say that you're an agnostic.
Oh, that's all it is? Okay.
Yep, that's it. Because an agnostic says, maybe there's a God. Either you believe or you don't. So if you're a card-carrying atheist, you flat out say, no, I don't believe.
All right. Well, that'll be a topic in April we can do, Deb, the difference between agnostic and atheist. But right now you were actually saying prayers for the Eagles.
I am actually saying prayers for the Eagles. I'll try anything that works.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. What should we say she needs to say? Like five Hail Marys? Couple Our Fathers.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and stay away from that.
Oh, why? You didn't go to confession as a youngster like I did.
Listen, I'm one of those people. God loves all of us, doesn't He?
Oh yeah,
right.
Nick a little bit more than Carson, but that's
everybody on the Saints team.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's not how he's rooting Nick, interest too.
Nick is his favorite son.
Listen. He's got one of the apps on the phone. You know he's able to It's in heaven, there's legalized betting, too. The law got passed. He's got to go one way or another. You can't just say you love everybody, right?
I said I didn't want to touch that.
Let's go to Mario in Downingtown. What's up, Mario?
Mario.
Hey.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, I called earlier in the year after going to the Big Easy and getting demolished, and I said the team quit. It'll be a different experience.
You were mad, man.
Yep, it was awful, and I'm telling you, it's a different team, and they are going to, I think they're going to, they're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do, because it's a different defense. It's a different, remember, the Sullivan brothers and Craven LeBlanc, and Schwartz didn't even know his name. He was on the field that day. He just came in, I think it was that Thursday. And the other thing, before you hang up, I want to get a Phillies point in. You guys have the greatest, I almost drove off the road yesterday when Howie Long, the DEFCON 5 of dumbest comments. That is the funniest thing I heard in so long, I almost drove off the road. And,
well, I'm glad you didn't drive off the road, Mario. Kind of.
And one question, the name's Mike, but it's okay. And one more question, does the Phillies leave Las Vegas with the signed contract tomorrow or without?
I'm going with. Because they're going to take their time.
Oh, damn, that is too much time.
And Mike, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Mario.
What is going on in there?
So this is what happens. Sometimes the system puts in, like it'll automatically put in the wrong name. So I'll go like, hey, Mario, what do you want to say? And the guy will be like, oh, yeah, like, that's cool.
He didn't.
It's actually Mike in Collegeville.
He didn't correct you.
I clicked on it again, and then it came up.
Mario in Downingtown, Mike in Collegeville. It's close.
I don't know how that happened.
It's close.
Yeah. I remember him calling before, and I was like, I don't remember his name being Mario. Maybe this is somebody else.
I don't know how Mike in Collegeville. Because it automatically tells me what the caller's name is. I don't know why I got that.
Somebody at some point made a Mario, I guess. Let's go to Ray, Overbrook Park. Hi, Ray.
Hey, man, what's going on,
man?
What
is up with you?
Hey, man, listen, I have been giving Nick Foles his credit, all right? Because they say credit must be given no matter what. What's due to Caesar, Caesar must have it. And I'm going to say Nick Foles, hopefully he returns next season, hopefully. But let's focus on now. I feel as though we're going to win, but we have to score 21 points in the first half to secure this victory. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We will win 27-20 at the end of the game, but we have to get 21 points in the first half. If we could do that, we're going to win easily. All right? 27-20. The Saints are a pretty tenacious team, just like everybody knows. Drew Brees, historically, for the last, 17, 18 years, this guy is tough. Mm-hmm. This guy is harder than a rock stone, man. Like, what's going on with him? So credit has to be given where it's due. Nick Foles has shown us who he is truthfully. Okay? Yes, I agree. He has had some bad games, but everybody does. No one is perfect. All right? That I can respect. But I feel really confident about this game, and I feel like Doug Peterson knows and he has what it takes to actually win this game. All right, guys?
Yep.
Go Eagles.
There he is, Ray.
I love it.
Ray feeling good. See, that's not a good enough reason for Ben. Ben pre-show was challenging me. He's like, no, give me a real reason. Like, you may not like the reason I'm giving you, but a real reason is Nick Foles does what he did in the Super Bowl, which is just play amazing.
But it's such a cop-out, man. Like, I feel like deep down, we all know that the Eagles are not going to win this game, and we're just saying Nick Foles as, like, a placeholder. I need to heal her. Like, the 21 points thing kind of gives me faith. Like, maybe they go in and Doug calls some crazy plays in the first half, and they come out, and they just smoke the Saints in the first half. That I can believe. But I need a good reason, man. I need to hear somebody give me a reason why I should believe in this team this weekend, other than, oh yeah, they won the Super Bowl last year and they have Nick Foles.
I mean, that's a pretty good reason, right? I mean, they went on the road in a tough environment, won last week. Super Bowl run, last three games of the season.
See, I'm just banking on I shouldn't say banking on. I'm anticipating a slow start from the Saints. See, that's sort of what I'm anticipating.
That would help.
And so the Eagles, they already are going to be coming out humming, ready to go. They know they have to get off to a fast start. If I'm Doug, I know we typically defer. Do you defer in this instance?
No.
I mean, because the Saints,
well, yes.
The Saints could come out and put seven up on you quick.
You could, but I mean,
now the Eagles are one of the best teams in the league, and not allowing
points on
the opening drive.
Don't you want to ease Nick in though? I don't know if I need to put him out there first drive, 25 yard line first drive. I would rather ease him in. I like having the ball to start the second half.
Yeah.
Now if Drew Brees comes out and they have an eight minute drive and they score a touchdown, mm-hmm. it's going to be like, well, damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.